नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Just few days back when I saw Pankaj Goprabhu, I was thinking we used to have Samarpan Goprabhu also here. And then suddenly within 1 minute I saw Samarpan Goprabhu also walking on the corridor. I was wondering how come he is here. Some of the chapters you missed. First four cantos you missed. Mahabhagat Prabhu is also back. Arivo. And our Vikram Gaurang Prabhu sent some gift for Bhushan Prabhu from Kanpur with some note. In cryptic language. Yeah. Only brothers can decode. Okay. Only he can see. It was very nice experience in Kanpur. Vikram Gaurang Prabhu, you know. After seeing him, my appreciation for Bhushan Prabhu has increased. He was sharing there, you know, how it was such a difficult experience convincing parents and all. So today we will start the ninth chapter of third canto. This chapter is prayers by Brahmaji. Beautiful prayers that he offers. Actually, this today's class was supposed to be taken by Gauranga Priya Prabhu. And the second session I was supposed to take. So I was just doing Dasanudas day before yesterday, and I was thinking how nice would it be if I get to speak on the prayers, because first half is prayers, second half is discussion. So I was just thinking for a moment, that's all. And then after the Dasanudas got over, after my Mangal book got over, Gaurang Dashan Prabhu told me, just an update for you, can you take the first half also? I think I should be very careful what I should. Know the Lord. So, because these are like really very amazing prayers that Brahmaji offers for getting the impetus for creation. Prayers for creative impetus. These prayers, very nice prayers offered by Brahmaji. So I didn't get much time to, it has been long time since I went through the first part of third canto, so I don't exactly recall. So if you have questions regarding when these prayers were offered, I have to go through refer, and then only I can answer. But you know, I have started from 3.9.1 only. Before that, I have to little bit brush up. Only then I'll be able to tell, you know, whether these prayers and the second canto meeting with the Supreme Lord, are they the same? Because such questions generally come up and I'm not able to exactly recall. So we'll start with the prayers. Brahma Uvacha. ज्ञातोसि मेद्य सुचिरान्ननु देहबाजां न ज्ञायते भगवतो गतिरित्यवद्यं नान्यत्वदस्य भगवन्नपि तन्न शुद्धं मायागुणव्यतिकराद्यदुरुर्विभासि. चेंज ऑफ स्पीकर. ओके, सो हियर he says, that kyatosi me adya suchiran nanu deha bajam. He says, adya, today, my dear lord, kyatosi me, I have understood you. Suchiran, after meditating after a long time, today I have understood you. But deha bajam, those people with material bodies, which are avadyam. Avadyam means very inferior, which is worthless. Why? Na jayate bhagavato gatihi. They are persons with material body are worthless because they cannot understand the truth about the Lord. Na jayate bhagavato gatihi. Okay, but I have understood you. So what have you understood? Na anyat tvadasti. Tvad anyat na asti. There is nothing to compare with you. But one may say, but the pleasures of Swarga and all these other wonderful pleasures mentioned in the scriptures, you know, they seem to be quite attractive. He says, api tad na shuddham. All those pleasures are impure pleasures. But then one may say, why then are so many people attracted to those pleasures and so very less people are attracted to the pleasure of establishing a relationship with you? He says, maya gunavyatikarad yad urur vibhasi. Uruhu means great, as in urukrama, performer of great actions. Yad urur vibhasi, they appear very great only because of maya gunavyatikarad, only because of the transformation of gunas of your maya shakti. If that veil of maya is removed, then it will not look very attractive. Just like, you know, we saw this example of these 3D glasses. Once the 3D glass is removed, it seems like a very, very ordinary thing that is being projected on the screen. It's something not so exciting at all. The whole excitement of that movie is the 3D effects. So if you remove the 3D glasses, the actual movie is not that exciting. So he says, maya guna vyatigarad yad urur vibhasi. But these things appear very attractive because of the transformation of gunas of your maya shakti. Otherwise there is no attraction. Once the wheel of maya is removed, then they don't seem very attractive. Like that. So here, Srila Vishnachakaya Thakur mentions, and Prabhupada also mentions in his purport, that what is the nature of a person who has received the mercy of the Supreme Lord? That gyatosi me adya suchiran. I have understood you by your mercy after a long time. What is the immediate symptom of a person who has understood the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He says, compassion towards those who have not received that mercy. That is the symptom of a person who has received. Therefore he says, when he says, deha bajam nanu avadyam na jayate bhagavato gatihi, when he says that these embodied living entities, they are worthless because they do not know about you, this is not spoken with a mood of superiority complex. They are useless people, they do not know the Supreme Lord. Not with a superiority complex he is speaking that verse. Out of compassion, great compassion. Of course that compassion, you know, that will, few verses later he is going to say, Shutritridatur Virma Muhuradyamana. Sampashyato mana urukrama sidate me. He is going to say, seeing this suffering of these living entities, my heart really pains and cries, Brahmaji says. So the Vishnachakaya Thakur mentions that the symptom of a person who has received the mercy of the Supreme Lord is that out of compassion he is very eager to share it with others. Whatever he has got, he wants to share it with others out of compassion. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport I will read, okay, I will read line by line or section by section. You tell me what part of the verse Prabhupada is talking about. The highest peak of ignorance of the living entities who are conditioned by the material bodies is that they are unaware of the supreme cause of the cosmic manifestation. Dehabajam nagyayate bhagavato gatihi. Okay. Different people have different theories regarding the supreme cause, but none of them are genuine. The only supreme cause is Vishnu, and the intervening impediment is the illusory energy of the Lord. Maya gunavyatikarad. Okay. The Lord has employed his wonderful material energy in manifesting many, many wonderful distractions in the material world. Yad urur vibhasi. It looks really wonderful by the act of Maya. The most stalwart scientists and philosophers therefore cannot be accepted as wonderful. They only appear wonderful because they are instruments in the hands of the illusory energy of the Lord. Under illusion, the general mass of people deny the existence of the Supreme Lord and accept the foolish products of illusory energy as supreme. So the first paragraph is talking about Deha Bajam na gyayate bhagavato gatir. Why? Because Maya gunavyatikarat yad urur vibhasi. The impure enjoyments of this material world appear so wonderful and distracting to them because of the agency of Maya. That is the first paragraph. Okay. One can know the supreme cause, the supreme personality of Godhead, by the causeless mercy of the Lord, which is bestowed upon by the Lord's pure devotees like Brahma and those in his disciplic succession. What is Prabhupada talking about? Gyatosi me adya. Today I have known you by your mercy. Like that. By acts of penance only was Lord Brahma able to see Garbhodakasai Vishnu, and by realization only could he understand the Lord as he is. What is Prabhupada talking about? Where is austerity indicated? Prabhupada writes. Penance. Where is penance indicated here in this verse? Suchiran. He had to wait for a long time. Patience is penance. Brahma was extremely satisfied upon observing the magnificent beauty and opulence of the Lord, and he admitted that nothing can be comparable to him. What is Prabhupada talking about? Nanyat Tvadasti. There is no one, you know, better than you. Okay, like that. Only by penance can one appreciate the beauty and opulence of the Lord. And when one is acquainted with that beauty and opulence, he is no longer attracted by any other. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Param drishtva nivartate. Like that. Then, in the next paragraph he writes, foolish human beings who do not endeavor to investigate the supreme beauty and opulence of the Lord are here condemned by Brahma. It is imperative that every human being try for such knowledge, and if anyone does not do so, his life is spoiled. Anything that is beautiful and opulent in the material sense is enjoyed by those living entities who are like crows. Crows always engage in picking at rejected garbage, whereas the white ducks do not mix with the crows. What is Prabhupada talking about? Apitad na shuddham. Rather, they take pleasure in the transparent lakes with lotus flowers surrounded by beautiful orchards. Both crows and ducks are undoubtedly birds by birth, but they are not of the same feather. Like that. So like that, every line that if you see that Prabhupada writes is connected to the verse only. So when you understand the verse nicely, then it is easy to relate to the purport. like that. Verse is like a zip file which has, when the verse is understood, purport is can be understood in the right context. Okay, let's continue. Rupam yadetad avabodarasodayena shashvannivrittatamasasadanugrahaya adau grihitam avatarashataikabijam yannabhi padma bhavanadahamavirasam. So he says that gyatosi me adya. Brahmaji says adya in the previous verse. Adya means today. So by the usage of the word adya sort of indicates that maybe this form did not exist before. This form of the Supreme Lord, one may say that adya, aji deka na, to matlab iske pehle nahi tha. Yes, today I am seeing the they are wearing, before this I have never seen the Lord, their lordships wearing this dress. Matlab, it is an indication that maybe this dress is new. Abhi tomorrow there will be a new dress, Radhashtami dress. For the first time, devotees will get to see their lordships wearing that dress. So I have, if you say that today only I have seen this dress, which means it did not exist before. So by the usage of the word adya, is Brahmaji indicating that this form is not an eternal form? So he is clarifying it here. He says, Sad anugrahaya, by your mercy towards your devotees, avabodha rasa udayena, by your chit shakti. Maya shakti means the manifestations of maya shakti are temporary. The manifestations of chit shakti are not temporary, they are eternal. Avabodha rasa refers to the chit shakti of the Supreme Lord. Avabodha rasa udayena, by your chit shakti, adau grihitam. Adau grihitam means, grihitam has contextual meaning. Grihita, literally the direct meaning which is most commonly used is to accept at some point of time. Accept means the, you know, within some framework of time. But here grihitam does not mean accept. Here grihitam means to manifest in the vision of the devotee, when the devotee becomes qualified. So therefore here it does not mean to accept. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, sambhavami. Sambhavami means to take birth. But in that context, sambhavami does not mean take birth, but sambhavami means to manifest himself. Sambhavami atmamayaya. Atmamayaya is equivalent here to avabodha rasodayena. Sambhavami atmamayaya. Avabodha rasodayena. Can someone ask them to little bit reduce the volume? Kidhar chal rahe? Achha, here. Backup room mein kya? So sad anugrahaya avabodha rasa udayena adav grihitam yadetad rupam, this form which is shashvad nivritta tamasah. Okay, it is not a form which is made of maya, which is also indicated by avabodha rasodayena, which is made of chit shakti, and the usage of the word shashvat indicates eternal. So therefore, it clarifies the usage of the word adav by Brahma. Adya, sorry. Adya. Adya means today. So this is clarified by usage of the word shashvad. Shashvad nivritta tamasa. If it is eternally devoid of maya, which means the form also exists eternally. Only then it can be eternally devoid of maya. Otherwise, there is no meaning to the usage of the word shashvad nivritta tamasa. Okay. Avatara shata ekabijam, and this form of yours, my dear Lord, is the seed of countless avataras. Avatara shata. Shata here does not literally mean 100. It means countless. Avatara shata ekabijam. The expansion of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. From Shirodaka Sai Vishnu appears countless number of avatars. Okay, yad nabi padma bhavanad aham avirasam, and you are the source of my appearance also. From your navel appeared a lotus, and on top of that lotus I appeared. Like that Brahmaji is offering this prayer. Sad anugrahaya, by mercy to your devotees, and by your chit shakti, in the beginning you manifested this form which is eternally devoid of maya and which is the seed of countless avatars, and from whose navel appeared a lotus from which I appeared. Like that Brahmaji is offering this prayer directly to the form he is seeing, the form of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Yan nabi padma bhavanad aham avirasam. Like that. Is it clear? So this is his understanding of the form. He says, today I have understood you, he says. So what is your understanding? My understanding is that, my dear Lord, out of your great mercy towards your devotees, you manifest the form of yours, and this form of yours is a manifestation of the Chit Shakti and not Maya Shakti, and this form is eternal, not only eternal, but it is eternally free, devoid of Maya, and this form is the seed of countless avatars, and this is also the seed of my own appearance. Yen nabi padma bhavanat abhama virasam. That's what Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. Yeah. He is the seed, but he is the seed of Shirodaka Sai Vishnu's avatar also. So in that sense he is the seed. So few sections from the purport we will read. Okay. Quickly you can try to identify what Prabhupada is talking about. The three deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar, the executive heads of the three modes of the material nature, are all generated from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, who is described herein by Brahma. Avatara Shata Eka Bijam. From the Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, many Vishnu incarnations expand at different ages in the duration of the cosmic manifestation. They are expanded only from the transcendental happiness. Only for the transcendental happiness of the pure devotees. Sad anugrahaya. Okay. The incarnations of Vishnu who appear at different ages and times are never to be compared to the conditioned souls. The Vishnu tattvas are not to be compared to deities like Brahma and Shiva, nor are they on the same level. Anyone who compares them is called a Pashandi or infidel. Tamasaha mentioned herein is the material nature, and the spiritual nature has a completely separate existence from tamaha. Sashvad nivritta tamasa. Therefore, the spiritual existence is called avabodha rasa or avarodha rasa. Avarodha means that which completely nullifies. In the transcendence, there is no chance of material contact by any means. Brahma is the first living being, and therefore he mentions his birth from the lotus flower generated from the abdomen of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. So Shashvat Nivritta Tamasa is mentioned. Avabodha Rasa is also mentioned. And Yan Nabi Padma Bhavanad Aham Avirasam. Like that. You know, all the four lines Prabhupada is talking about in his purport. Okay. So then, but one may say that if you say this is the Adav Rupam, the original form, then why do the scriptures say that the original form was Brahman's form? Where else did we see this same argument? Chatushloki. Sadasat Param. Nanyadyat Sadasat Param. I am non-different from that Brahman which is mentioned as being superior to all cause and effects. Because many scriptures talk about Brahman to be that original feature. So, so how would you reconcile this? Brahmaji is reconciling this in this. He Brahmaji was clarified this by the Supreme Lord, and now Brahmaji himself is speaking about it. Natapparam paramayad bhavata swarupam anandamatramavikalpam aviddavarcha pashyami vishvasrijamekam avishvamatman bhutendriyatmakamadasta upashritosmi. He says that O Parama, O Supreme Lord, na pashyami ataha param yad bhavata swarupam. Bhavata swarupam, this form of yours. Na pashyami ataha param. I do not see this form of, personal form of yours as being different from Brahman. This personal form of yours is non-different from Brahman. Which means, it is only, Brahman is only, understanding Brahman is only a step in completely understanding you. It is non-different from you. It's just like seeing a train from a long distance. First you see just the light. But that light is non-different from the train. That you realize when the light comes closer to you and you see that it is not just light but it is train. So he says, O Parama, O Supreme Lord, na pashyami ata param yad bhavata swarupam. I do not see this feature of Brahman as being different from your personal form. What is the nature of this Brahman? Avikalpam. It has no qualities. Anandamatram. And it is only pure bliss. Aviddavarcha. O form of unlimited, unrestricted light. Avidya Varcha means unrestricted light. Okay, O form of unrestricted light, Brahman. Bhuta Indriya Atmaka Madaha. I, full of mada, pride in thinking that I can get pleasure out of my body, sense and mind. Body, Bhuta, Indriya, sense and Atmaka, mind. Upashritosmi, I take shelter, because two forms are mentioned, the Brahman feature and the personal form. Even though both are non-different, Brahmaji here is mentioning that, but I will take shelter of only one, not both. He says, Upashritosmi, ekam avishvam atman. I will take shelter of that one form, which is avishvam, which is not of this world. Spiritual. It indicates both personal and the impersonal. Brahman and the Supreme Lord are both avishvam. But vishvasrijam, that form which creates this universe, which is the personal form of the Lord. So even though the Brahman is non-different from the personal form of the Lord, but I would like to take shelter of the personal form of the Lord and not the Brahman feature. Okay. So he says that, my dear Lord, I do not see any the Brahman form as being different from you. And he explains what is the nature of this Brahman, avikalpam and anandamatram. And he says, but even though they are non-different, aham upashritosmi, I take shelter of ekam avishvam atman, that one spiritual form. Which form? Vishvasrijam, that which creates this universe. Yes, Prabhu. Param indicates Brahman. And bhavata swarupam indicates your personal form. Ananda matram means, so that's how they say, see, we don't have a problem. If you see, the Vaishnavas, their understanding, you know, I'll show you one verse in Dhruva Maharaj's prayers. He says, Brahman is one end of the spectrum and Bhagavan is other end of the spectrum. Okay, in understanding. So when one's bhakti keeps on increasing, one starts seeing qualities in that Brahman only. that Brahman only slowly manifests. It's not that that light is different, this train is different. Slowly, slowly one starts seeing different, different features in that light only. That gradually transforms into train. We start perceiving the actual form, it does not transform. So similarly, he says that it is not Brahman realization, Paramatma realization, Bhagavan realization are not discrete stages. It is a continuous process. When once bhakti starts increasing, that same Brahman which that person saw as having no qualities, he will start accepting material qualities to that material energies to that same Brahman. That is acceptance of the Purusha avatars. Accepting a supreme lord who has only whose job is only to create, maintain and destroy this material universe, who manifests only material qualities. But when once bhakti increases more and more, that culminates in acceptance of Krishna as Akhila Rasamrita Murti. That is the other end of the spectrum. So therefore, the Mayavadis, how they say is, Ananda Matram is Brahman does not possess bliss. If you say, then you are attributing some quality to Brahman. They say Brahman is bliss, which means it's not attributing any quality to them. But of course, Vaishnava's understanding is one of the attributes of Brahman is spiritual bliss, not material bliss. So we don't have a problem because Brahman is not different from the Supreme Lord. It is only one aspect of understanding the Supreme Lord. So so therefore Vaishnavas, when they talk about Brahmananda, they say as Brahma Sukha. They don't call it Ananda. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also, if you see, it is addressed as Brahma Sukha only. Ananda comes only in Bhagavan feature. So the comparison is made. So the happiness is there, which is definitely much more transcendental to the material happiness. But compared to bhakti, it cannot be called as Ananda. It is called as Brahma Sukha, like that. So, Ata Param Yad Bhavata Swarupam. Okay. Dhruva Maharajana. Okay, because you asked. Dhrumara's prayers is 9th chapter, right? This one. He says, Yasmin viruddha gatayo hyanisham patanti vidyadayo vivida shaktaya anupurvyat tad brahma vishwa bhavamekam anantamadhyam anandamatram avikaram aham prapatya. He says, I surrender to that one infinite original Brahman, anandamatram, unchanging, the cause of this universe, within which are yasmin anisham patanti. See, Brahman is being described. Okay. Yasmin anisham patanti, within which are always seen, anupurvyat. Anupurvyat means successively, vivida shaktaya, in which are always seen successively various energies. How? When one progresses more and more, that very same Brahman transforms into Bhagavan possessing Bhaga. Not different, same. They will start see, they will not seeing Brahman as being different from Bhagavan. They will start seeing qualities in the same Brahman. Anupurvyat vivida shaktaya. Vivida shaktis will start manifesting in that very same Brahman. They will not start manifesting in that Brahman. he will start perceiving because of gaining qualification of bhakti. Vidyadayo, viruddhagatayo, like that. Cause of universe is the personal form of the Lord, but in one sense it's Brahman only. Brahman or the personal form, they are non-different. Both. But then he says, my attraction is to the personal form of the Lord. I don't want to board the light, I want to board the train. That's what he's telling. But then here it's clarifying, na? Yasmin anisham patanti anupurvyat vivida shaktaya. Then, if you accept this explanation of Brahman, it's no longer Brahman of the traditional understanding, divested of all qualities. Okay, this Brahman is Bhagavan, possessor of all qualities. Anupurvyat vivida shaktaya anisham patanti. Okay. So the Vishnu Jagadagur explains that those scriptures, in some scriptures talk about Brahman and not talk about the personal form of the Lord, because the readers, those qualified for that scripture, is not qualified to understand the personal form of the Lord. He cannot accept because of his spiritual qualification, not intellectual qualification, but because of his spiritual qualification, he cannot accept the personal form of the Lord. Therefore, it is addressed as Brahman. Otherwise, it's Bhagavan only. Okay? Okay. So then, so he says, though the Brahman form and the personal form are non-different, my surrender is only to the personal form of the Lord. Like that he says. Okay. And so, Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, by devotional perfection, one can understand that the impersonal Brahma Jyoti is only a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, and that the three Purusha expansions in the material creation are his plenary portions. Okay. What is Prabhupada talking about? Na pashyami ataparam yad bhavata swarupam. I don't see it as different. In the spiritual sky of the Brahma Jyoti, there is no change of various kalpas or millenniums, and there are no creative activities in the Vaikuntha worlds. What is Prabhupada talking about? Avikalpam. That is how Prabhupada is translating. Avikalpam. There are no kalpas. Okay. Avikalpam. Without changes. There are no change of various kalpas or millenniums. And therefore, there are no creative activities in Vaikuntha. The influence of time is conspicuous by its absence. The rays of the transcendental body of the Lord, the unlimited Brahma Jyoti, are undeterred by the influence of material energy. Where is undeterred indicated? Avidya Varchaha. In the material world also, the initial creator is the Lord himself. He brings about the creation of Brahma, who becomes a subsequent creator empowered by the Lord. Like that. Okay. So we'll continue. Okay. One more verse we'll continue before we... What time should we break for prasadam? 9:45. Okay. So, one may say, if you say that the Brahman feature and the personal form are non-different, why then do you surrender to the personal form and not the Brahman feature? So, he says, Tadvayidam bhuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanesmano darshitam ta upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate nu videma tubhyam yonadrato naraka bhagbirasat prasangaihi. He says, hey bhuvana mangala, oh bestower of auspiciousness to this whole world, tadva idam mangalaya, idam, this form standing in front of me, is the form which benefits the whole world. Tadva idam mangalaya. This form standing in front of me, the personal form, is the source of auspiciousness for this whole world. Naha darshitam ta upasakanam. And this was shown to me by you because I was your upasaka. I was your worshipper. How did I worship you? Dhyanesma. By meditating on you, I worshipped you within my mind. Tasmai namo bhagavate. Therefore, tasmai means tasmad. Therefore, namo bhagavate. I offer my respectful obeisances to you because it is only this personal form which bestows auspiciousness to this whole world. Anu videma tubhyam. Not only do I want to worship you, but I want to serve you. Okay? But not everyone wants to serve you. Yaha anadritaha. But those who do not want to serve you, those who disrespect you, naraka bagbir, they are on their way to hell. Why do they not want to serve you? Asat prasangaihi. How do they disrespect you? They disrespect you by giving various explanations of your form. They say that your form is made of maya, or it is inferior to the impersonal feature, or it does not exist, there is no personal form. All those kinds of various, dauratmyam, duratma, the impersonal, improper understanding, such people, they go to hell. Avajananti mam muda manushim tanumashritam. What is the next slide? Parambhavam ajananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. Mogasha, moga karmano, moga jnana vichetasa. Rakshasim asurim chaiva prakritim mohinim shrita. He says they have already taken shelter of a naraka body. Or if they have not, very soon they will. Like that. Naraka bhagbir asat prasangaihi yaha anadrita. But anuvide matubhyam. I want to serve you. I surrender unto you the personal form because that personal form is what can bestow benefit to this world. And my surrender is through worship, and worship is within my heart by meditation. Okay? Like that. Not only do I worship you, but I also want to serve you. Serve this personal form. Because this personal form is what bestows auspiciousness to this whole world. Okay. So here this we saw already in the second chapter, if you remember, Brahmaji himself, while speaking to Narada Muni, he described the Brahman and the Brahman Paramatma and the Bhagavan features, and then he says, Sa Shreyasam Api Vibhur Bhagavan Yatosya Bhava Swabhava Vihitasya Satap Prasiddhi Dehe Swadatu Vigame Anu Vishirya Mane Vyomeva Tatra Purushona Vishiryate Ajaha. Let's take only the first two lines. He says, Saha Bhagavan. The context of this verse is, he has already described the three features, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, in the previous verse. But he says, but Saha Bhagavan, only the Bhagavan feature, Shreyasam Api Vibhu. He is the bestower of the results of all processes. Yato prasiddhi, and from him alone the highest perfection of sadhana. Bhava swabhava vihitasya. According to one's bhava, according to one's qualification, one may choose different sadhanas, jnana, ashtanga, karma or bhakti. But then it is not that the Brahman feature bestows success to the jnani, the Paramatma feature bestows success to the yogi, and the Bhagavan feature bestows perfection to the bhakta. It is the Bhagavan feature only which bestows perfection. Okay. So, and then we also saw in Shukadeva Goswami's prayers, Vichakshana yat charana upasadhanat sangam yudasya ubayato antaratmanah. Vindanti hi brahmagatim gataklamas tasmai shubhadra shravase namo nama. That how even vichakshana, even the jnanis, they can achieve their brahmagati by yat charana upasadhanat, by worshipping the lotus feet of the personal form of Bhagavan. Their desire their desired destination may be Brahman, but their object of worship cannot be Brahman. Their object of worship has to be the personal form of the Lord, because only the personal form can bestow their desired benefit. We also saw tapasvino, danapara, yashasvino, manasvino, mantravida, sumangala, kshemam, na vindanti, vina, yad, arpanam. Yad refers to the personal form of the Lord. So whatever may be one's desired destination, but the means to attain that desired destination is only worship of the personal form of the Lord and not the impersonal feature of the Lord. Therefore, Brahmaji says, my surrender is only to the personal form. Though there is non-difference. There is non-difference in one sense, but there is difference also. The light cannot serve the same purpose as the train. One can board only the train. One cannot board the light. Though the light is non-different from the train in one sense, not in all sense. Like that. Oh, non-different, that's why, see, they are non-different in the sense that they indicate the same personality, but then it is not completely, it's not the complete understanding, like we saw the example. Train has light, but light is not train. But seeing train from a distance, you see only the light. But that understanding is not complete. But these people, they extrapolate it and say that this train that you see is Maya. Or they say that light is superior to this train. Those kind of conclusions, when they arrive, demeaning or decrying the personal feature of the Lord, minimizing its importance, they go to hell. If they are non-different, does not mean non-different in all sense. So like that. So such people who do not accept the personal form of the Lord, their destination is hell. Therefore, Mayavadis don't merge in Brahman. Mayavadis go to hell because they reject the personal form of the Lord. So those who go to Brahman are not worshippers of Brahman. They desire, Brahman is their desired destination, but they have to be worshippers of the personal form of the Lord only. They are not worshippers of Brahman. Okay. So they are Brahmavadis. Yeah, they go to Brahman. Because they worship the supreme personality of Godhead. Okay. So then, few sections of purport we will read. You just quickly try to identify what Prabhupada is talking about. Regarding the personal and impersonal features of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personal forms exhibited by the Lord in His different plenary expansions are all for the benediction of all the universe. Bhuvana Mangala. The personal form of the Lord is also worshipped in meditation as a super soul, the Paramatma, but the impersonal Brahma Jyoti is not worshipped. Persons who are addicted to the impersonal feature of the Lord, whether in meditation or otherwise, are all pilgrims to hell. Yo anadrito naraka bhagbir asat prasangaihi. Prabhupada writes that these are all pilgrims to hell. They are going on a pilgrimage to hell. Because as stated in Bhagavad Gita, impersonal is simply waste their time in mundane mental speculation because they are addicted more to false arguments than to reality. What is Prabhupada talking about? Asat prasangaihi. Therefore, the association of the impersonalist is condemned herewith by Brahma. Then later Prabhupada writes, the particular form of the Lord exhibited to a devotee is not mundane, even though the devotee may retain material desire, nor is it manifest under the influence of material energy, as is foolishly considered by the impersonalists. Impersonalists who consider the transcendental form of the Lord to be products of material world are surely destined for hell. Naraka Bhagbir Asat Prasangaihi. Like that. Okay. Okay, one more verse. Then he says, so amongst the worshippers of Brahman and Bhagavan, or amongst those who want to merge into the Brahman, the Brahmavadis, and those who desire to serve the Supreme Lord Bhagavan, who is the best? He is indicating here. Ye tutvadiya charanam bujakosha gandam jaghranti karna vivarair shruti vata neetam bhaktya grihita charana paraya chatesham na paishinata hridayam buruhat swapumsam. He says, O Master, O Nata, na apaishi, you do not give up, swapumsam hridaya amburuhat. Ambu ruha. Ambu is water, ruha is that which sprouts out of water, lotus. You do not give the lotus hearts of your devotees. Who are these devotees? Ye karna vivaraihi jighranti. These devotees smell through their ears. Angani asya sakalendriya vrittivanti. The devotees smelling through their ears. Tvadiya charanambuja kosha gandam. They smell through their ears the fragrance of your lotus bud feet. But how did they get that fragrance? Something has to carry that fragrance. You need just like wind. If wind is not there, even though fragrance may be there, a person who is standing at a distance, he cannot smell the fragrance because wind is not carrying that fragrance. Some vahan has to be there. Therefore, wind is called gandavaha, that which carries fragrance. Shruti vata neetam, that fragrance which is carried by the wind of the Vedas. That fragrance they smell through their ears. Okay. And the Supreme Lord does not give up the lotus hearts of the devotees, and bhaktya grihita charana paraya chattesham, and the devotees do not want to give up the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. The Lord does not want to give up the lotus heart of the devotees, and the devotees do not want to give up the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Bhaktya, with great devotion, they catch hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord within the heart, considering it to be a great treasure. And who are these people? These are the ones who smell. Now we are smelling something strong. It's like ghee, I think, maybe. I think they are maybe something. Bhog banare Bhagwan ke. Okay, so they are telling that these people are the ones who smell through their ears the fragrance of your lotus bud feet, which is carried by the wind of the Vedas. Or Shruti can also mean the process of hearing. Shruti vata neetam, brought by the wind of the process of hearing, like that. So the worshippers of the personal form of the Lord, they are better because there is a mutually very sweet relationship with the personality of Godhead. While the Lord is very attached to the lotus heart of the devotees are very much attached to the lotus feet of the Lord. So which means eagerly they are looking forward for each other's association. Then there is juice in life actually. When you know that someone is eager for your association and you are eager for the same person's association, there is a lot of juice in life, isn't it? Otherwise, life becomes very juiceless, one-sided. If you don't have, if you have nothing to look forward to, if you have no one to look forward to, and if you are also sure that no one is looking forward for you also, then it's like a very juiceless life. But here, Brahman cannot reciprocate. Brahman is Bhagavan. Brahman as Bhagavan can reciprocate. But Brahman as Brahman cannot reciprocate. So therefore, the pinnacle of that reciprocation is indicated here, that how the Lord is attached to the lotus heart of the devotee, and how the devotee is attached to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Very, both are eagerly looking forward for each other's association. So it's very pleasurable life for a devotee. Very nicely described here. So therefore, bhakti is called Sri Krishna Akarshini, as described in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. So Srila Rupa Goswami says, what is this Sri Krishna Akarshini? He says, Kritva Harim Prema Bajam Priyavarga Samanvitam Bhaktir Vashikaroti Iti Sri Krishna Akarshini Mata. He says, Bhakti Sri Krishna Akarshini Mata. Bhakti is called Sri Krishna Akarshini. Why? Because Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam. Because it makes the Lord addicted to Prema. As mentioned here, Swapumsam Hridaya Amburuhat Na Apaishi. He does not want to give up. Just like a person who is addicted to intoxicants, he does not want to give up that bottle of wine. Similarly, the Supreme Lord does not want to give up the lotus heart of that devotee. Why? And Vashikaroti, it brings the Supreme Lord under his control. Not just the Supreme Lord, Priyavarga Samanvitam, along with his associates. Not only is the Supreme Lord controlled by Prema, but his pure devotees are also controlled by Prema. So if one has Prema, not only does the Supreme Lord become very dear to him, but his devotees also become very dear. So that's why when Rupa Goswami talks about Sudurlabha being the second, Kleshagni, Shubhada. Shubhada. So when he talks about Shubhada, the second aspect of bhakti, or the second benefit of practice of bhakti, he says two aspects of Shubhada. He says that four kinds of happiness that it bestows. The two aspects he says is all living entities become dear to that person, and that person becomes dear to all living entities. Sarva Sadgunadi Pradatvam. Sukha Pradatvam, Sadgunadi Pradatvam. Then he says, Jagat Preenanam Sarva Jagatam Anurakta. He says, Jagat Preenanam Sarva Jagatam Anurakta. These are the four characteristics of Shubhada. Sukha Pradatvam, he becomes joyous. Sadgunadi Pradatvam, all good qualities are bestowed upon that person. Then Jagat Preenanam and Sarva Jagatam Anurakta. He becomes very dear to all living entities, and all the living entities become very dear to him. Okay. And especially those living entities who are personally connected to the Supreme Lord, he becomes very dear to them. So Priya Varga Samanvitam, like that. The word Shri in Shri Krishna Akarshini indicates Priya Varga Samanvitam, along with his dear associates, like that. So Krishna says in the 11th canto to Uddhava, he says, Na sadayati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma Uddhava na swadhyayas tapastyago yata bhaktir mama urjita. Urjita means control, urja, What is the meaning of urja? Energy or power. Yata bhaktir mama urjita. Not yoga, not sankhya, not pious work, Vedic study, austerity or renunciation. None of this can influence me to the extent bhakti can influence me. Urjita. Bhakti can only control me. Napaishi nada hridayam buruhat swapumsam. That it makes the Lord addicted to the lotus heart of his own devotee. And then he says, many verses, you know. We'll so basically he is mentioning here that the Lord is attached to the lotus heart of the devotee and the devotees are attracted to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Thereby a very sweet relationship is established between the two. So here, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, for the pure devotee of the Lord, there is nothing beyond the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord knows that such devotees do not wish anything more than that. The word tu establishes this fact. E tu. Why? Because it must contradict the previous verse. What was the previous verse? Dhyane smano darshitam ta upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate anuvidema tubhyam yo anadruto naraka bhagbir asat prasangaihi. While those people who are on their pilgrimage to hell, they disrespect your personal form and reject it, but ye tu, on contrary, these devotees tvadiya charanambuja kosha gandam jikhranti karna vivare. They are very eager to drink, to smell the fragrance emanating from your lotus feet through their ear holes. That's why the word tu is used to contradict with the previous verse. E tu. The Lord also does not wish to be separated from the lotus hearts of those pure devotees. That is the transcendental relationship between the pure devotees and the personality of Godhead. Because the Lord does not wish to separate himself from the hearts of such pure devotees, it is understood that they are specifically dearer than the impersonalists. The relationship of the pure devotees with the Lord develops because of devotional service to the Lord on the authentic basis of Vedic authority. What is Prabhupada talking about? Shruti Vata Neetam. Such pure devotees are not mundane sentimentalists but are factually realists, because their activities are supported by the Vedic authorities who have given oral reception to the facts mentioned in the Vedic literatures. Like that. So, we have seen 5 verses till now, where first Brahmaji mentioned that, my dear Lord, because of attaining your mercy, today I have seen you. But unfortunate are those people who, having a material body and material senses, they are not able to see you. And then he says, but this form of yours, just because I have seen you today, indicates that I have become qualified to see you today. But this form of yours is not temporary, it is eternal. Not only is it eternal, but it is eternally free of, devoid of maya, and it is made of avabodharasa, made of your chit shakti. Okay? And he says that, even though some people may say that the original form was the form of Brahman or the feature of Brahman, but that feature is non-different from your personal form. Even though that feature is non-different from your personal form, I surrender only to your personal form and not the impersonal feature. Why so? He says, because only this personal form is capable of bestowing benefit and auspiciousness to this whole world. And only people who are destined to go to hell reject this personal form. While those people reject the personal form, the pure devotees of the Lord, they worship that personal form within their hearts. And in reciprocation, you do not want to give up the lotus hearts of such exalted devotees. Like that, Brahmaji has offered prayers till now, glorifying Bhagavan, Bhakta, and the process of bhakti. So after prasadam, we will continue with further prayers offered by Brahmaji. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.